Okay, I now call this LTD Board of Directors Special Meeting to order. Try to control that. Could a couple more people turn on their mics? I think that's what makes this.
Does that help?
Thank you very much. So just as a reminder, please, if it's not obvious who you are when you're speaking, like if I say, "Hey, Emily, what are your thoughts on that?" Then you don't have to say, "Hi, this is Emily." But if you wouldn't mind, say your name and then state whatever you want to state, and we'll go from there. So welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for coming today. We'll do a quick roll call. I will say Kate is ill and is not able to make it today. Josh?
Yes.
Don?
Here.
Caitlin?
Present.
Steven?
See.
And Emily?
Present.
Great. Most of us are here. I just have a really quick comment for myself, which was thank you very much for everyone participation in the joint city council meeting yesterday. I really appreciated hearing from, I think we all did actually, appreciate hearing from the community. And it was great to hear so much passion and also just interest from people and how, and I actually got from it how important our transit system was to our community. And it was really nice to hear. AJ, do you have any comments?
Yes. So there have been several inquiries by board members on transit tomorrow. So what staff and I did was we put together, well, let me give credit to staff, what staff did based on our meeting, if you can pass these out. They put together just a demonstration. This is not, this is a draft document about what staff is planning on doing about transit tomorrow. Transit tomorrow outreach will be at least 90 days plus before the board's actually making a decision, and they wanted you to have some bullet points and understanding of what's going on with that. And then on the backside, what they did is they gave you a sampling of what they're preliminary putting together for each route that is being proposed. So we are giving you the example of the 20. The information may or may not be accurate. They got it from what is a working document, so we don't want you to treat this as this is exactly what's happening to the 20 because staff is still working on it, but I did want them to give you a draft. So if you have any input, please feel free to contact me directly and I'll make sure that I schedule a follow-up meeting with staff and provide them that. So that's kind of what I'm working on, and just wanted to make that announcement, and if you have any questions, we can follow up.
Yeah, thank you, AJ. And I know some board members have some comments. I just want to say really quickly to piggyback on what AJ said. I think the community is starting to become more aware and have some coherent thoughts on transit tomorrow, which is great. And so, but I think some board members here are already getting some feedback from community members. Any quick comments from board members who'd like to speak out on that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, thank you. Hear me? This is great. I mean, this, I think these will be really vital tools, things like this for a variety of routes. I'll suggest one. Maybe this is enough to say at the top, incorporates current routes 24, 28, and 73, but maybe have the maps together of the old routes and the new ones so people can actually see all of it clearly. I'll use that as a segue to just something I wanted to bring up, and I chatted with a couple people about this at the meeting last night. I've heard from a bundle of people, over 20, actually almost 30, people I've received emails from in the last 4 days because Southeast neighbors had concerns. Someone had been through the Transit Tomorrow draft report. They'd seen that the 28 in its current form was disappearing. They sent out a note, and then people sent notes. So I want to make three extremely quick comments about that. The first, I think this is a huge opportunity to have a conversation with people. I will just say, most people are surprised when I actually write back to them. That's maybe a bad sign, but also a good sign that there's a real opportunity to have a conversation. They've all been grateful for that. Second, I want to say people have had very specific observations that I think we will be able to learn from. So there's just collective knowledge from using a route that you wouldn't otherwise have. And the third thing I would say, not one single email I have received, and I haven't read like the last five that came in earlier today, so they may change this, but certainly the first 20-some, not one single email mentioned Transit Tomorrow and set the disappearance, potentially in the future, of the 28 in the context of the other stuff we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So that is a huge opportunity for us to talk to people about the bigger system change. So I just want to say, like, just so we're prepared, I think a lot of people are going to be super focused on the routes they use, and they'll be surprised if they're changing or disappearing. And so we have this opportunity to talk about that bigger picture.
Absolutely. Don, did you have any, want to add on any comments?
Well, I guess I could follow on what Josh said. It's just an opportunity, and I talked to a couple of people, and we feel like we could have a meeting with the Southeast neighbors, the Southwest neighbors, the people who, there was a little bit of perhaps inaccurate perceptions of how things would work. There was an email sent out to that neighborhood group, and they may have misunderstood stuff, or maybe they saw it more clearly than I do. But it does give us that opportunity to converse with them. It certainly got their attention, more so than many of the other meetings we've had to get their attention. But now this is real. It's beginning to get the feedback from it.
Yeah, great. Any other comments from other board members? Okay, great. We'll move on to the next one item, which is any announcements or additions to the agenda. I scan the room and seeing none. Oh, yeah, good. Go ahead, Emily.
Sorry, I don't know where this would go exactly, and it doesn't have to be something we talk about tonight, but I'd like to have a conversation about the Finance Committee and how it's being utilized. It feels like a contract review committee, and that's fine, so maybe we just need to either rename it or maybe give them more tasks. If that's appropriate. So I just wanted to bring that up and see if we could discuss it at some point in the future.
Sure. I think what might be good is for you and I to get together, we can look at it some more, and then we can bring it for a future meeting.
Thanks.
Okay, great. Next on board calendar.
Yes. So November's pretty much upon us. We don't have a lot going on at the end of this month. For the month of November, probably of significance is the Ad Hoc Sustainability Committee meeting is on the 14th. And we do have a pension trust meeting, Stephen, on that date. It's about once a quarter we have that. Other than that, everything else is pretty standard. And if you note, MPC is canceled.
Great. Thank you, AJ. And next. Sorry, let me scroll down to the next item. We have our November Employee of the Month. We have Dave presenting to us.
Dave.
Yes, that would be great. Apparently, I've been calling you Dave the entire time, and you prefer going by David.
I go by either. It's just that I have another Dave in the department.
Oh, okay. So. I can correct 4 years in this.
It's fine. Either way. So thank you for having me here tonight. So I wanted to say that I feel fortunate, like most of the other supervisors here at the district, that I feel that I have a great team with great employees on it. Tonight, I'm here to honor Mackenzie. You may remember that 4 years ago, I introduced her to you all as the December 2005 Employee of the Month. So I wanted to remind you of that, or for those of you that weren't here, introduce her again and tell you what a wonderful employee she is. So Mackenzie goes above and beyond on a regular work on a regular basis, working to help our employees here at the district. She was nominated for a couple of situations. The first is she got a call from another employee who was having problems. They had a denied dental claim, and they were frustrated and they needed some help. And they were really just kind of expecting, hey, who should I call? Give me the number, I'll take care of it. No, Mackenzie took it upon herself, called who she needed to call, got the claim resolved, satisfied the employee's needs, and just took care of it. Just so you know, back in December, she moved to a new position. Benefits are no longer her responsibility, but she just did it, no questions asked, okay? The next thing that happened kind of during the same time period, we had a scheduling mix-up with HR and with our training department, and we had a benefits follow-up for some new operators, and the two, it wasn't on our schedule, our calendars, and the two folks in HR that normally do that were both out that day. And again, Mackenzie got the call. She just kind of said, hey, those two aren't here. I'm headed over. I'm going to do this. And again, just took it upon herself. Again, benefits not her deal anymore, but she just took care of it. So these are just a couple of the reasons that I'm proud to present Mackenzie as the November 2019 Employee of the Month.
Such a pleasure to be able to present you an award this time rather than just being in the crowd.
I'm going to give this to you because you know what? We give it back to you. Yeah, so I'd like to present you something to wear, something to read, something to post on your wall, and your other one, and something to send. So thank you and congratulations. And if you have like to make some speech to the audience, that'd be great.
Well, I'll just keep it short and say thank you.
Thank you very much. Every board president should be able to present one award to Mackenzie, right? At this rate. Okay. Next, we have our Community Investment Plan public hearing.
No.
Oh, do I roll? Oh, I'm sorry. We need public to comment. Public audience participation. Sorry.
And we have anyone.
Who signed up?
And we do have someone who signed up. So we have Rob Zako.
Who's that?
Since you've heard the rules for audience participation, I'll just go ahead and forego those. But please make sure to say who you are and who you represent.
Is there a microphone up here? And
yes.
Right here?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
I'm Rob Zako, Executive Director of Better Eugene Springfield Transportation. And from time to time, I come to talk to you about my days in high tech and say things about Steve Jobs and how I saw him down in San Francisco. And one of the things I remember him saying is focus is not about saying yes. Focus is about saying no. And I mention this because Best was in the newspaper a couple times last week, and we've gotten some questions. It's like, well, why is Best saying no? What happened to you? We thought you were the nonprofit of saying yes. It's maybe clear, I think, for others have had questions. I think you've read our detailed testimony. I just want to be clear to you that what Best did is we took a look at the alternatives analysis. I'm talking about moving ahead here, of course. We read the alternatives analysis report and looked at the different alternatives, and it wasn't a matter of our opinion or our ideology or our beliefs. We were looking to see what made sense for the community by the numbers we have there. And the consensus of the Best board was, at least given the information we have in front of us, enhanced corridor seems to be the better investment for our community. We have a lot of questions, actually, and we're open to getting more information, but for right now, that's a conclusion we've come to. So I just want to put that in context. Some people have asked us sort of like, well, why did you change your views? And it's just, we're looking for sort of some more justification that an investment in MX would be worthwhile, and we're open to seeing that additional analysis if that happens. That said, focus is not about saying yes, focus is about saying no. And so I think probably what happens is this body's probably looking to see what the city council is going to do around moving ahead and have them go first, and you may have some thoughts on that. This interim time, we suggest, would be a great time, as it sounds like you're doing, to focus on transit tomorrow. Best sees transit tomorrow is really the critical thing that LTD is doing right now. You'll be making a decision early next year. You've heard that the community is starting to react to that, which is good. The community is not necessarily reacting with a full set of information, which is an opportunity to fill that in. Best is very supportive of transit tomorrow, and we want to be part of that process and look forward to helping moving our community forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you. That was our new audio reminder system.
I wonder if I'm usually pretty good with the time.
It's bleeding edge technology right now. So just checking with the audience, is there anyone else who would like to make a public comment? Okay, now hearing none. Now we go to Christina for the CIP public hearing.
Good evening. This is Christina Hsu, Director of Finance, and I wanted to check what you would like for me to do. I have a presentation that's prepared for the public hearing on the CIP, but I can present it for board members that were not at the budget committee meeting, and Rob Zako, who's the public member here, was at our budget committee meeting. So I just wanted to check before I launched into the presentation, would you like me to present this, or would you prefer that I show only a few slides, or what is your preference?
I appreciate you asking us that, because since we have seen it, just looking around the room, is there a consensus that we could forego the presentation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have sufficient head nods.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. Thank you then. I'd like to request that there be a public hearing then on,
yes,
on the community investment plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. I will go ahead now, open the public hearing for the CIP plan. Do we have any, we have no people who are would like to give testimony, so I'm going to close said public hearing. Just to make sure, are there any questions or comments from board members? Excellent. Oh, yes, go ahead, Don.
Well, this perhaps doesn't pertain to anything here, but because Kate had, and she's not here to extol this, but that idea of using the refurbishing buses with electric buses rather than, you know, it may change the way we look at capital investment or keeping a state of good repair. But mm-hmm. since we haven't had this discussion, I just want to kind of throw it out there because I know Kate would have loved to hear this. But
I think that might, we can certainly add that as a future agenda item. And just to clarify what Don's referring to, there is a company that can take an existing bus and refurbish it to for example, a diesel to a diesel hybrid or a diesel to a full electric bus. And these are worth certainly investigating and perhaps putting our funds toward as an investment if we think that's appropriate. So maybe we can ask, well, it may be a little premature right now, but we may put that in a future agenda item, not necessarily the next one. But thank you, Don, for bringing that up.
Okay.
Do you have any other comments or thoughts? Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and move on to board member reports. So we're now on page 29 of the packet. Again, if this is no need to specify unless there, other than what's written on the page, if there is something that's you think is really useful for everybody to, that you need to verbalize to everyone.
And let me just say a quick thing, because Kate isn't here as chair of the Ad Hoc Sustainability and Climate Committee. She would otherwise report this. We met. I'll just say we're like trying to wrestle the potential things we could do into a few clear action items, but we don't have anything to bring back to this group yet. We want to know we've met and we're meeting again soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Josh. Don, you look like you wanted to say something.
Well, I kind of apologized to Tom last night at the LCOG meeting. LTD made a very exhaustive presentation to the LCOG board about things that are going on with LTD. And then Sherry Durst-Higgins, who's the chair of that committee, turned to me and said, well, what do you think? And I was totally dumbfounded. I thought, well, gosh, we just had this huge thing. And so I fell back into my old advocacy role and said, well, how about serving Swiss homers, you know, just these rural communities, which actually would fit in because the part of the presentation was working in with Link Lane, which is now the branded connector with LCOG is doing with LTD to try to service the rural communities. And so if folks are not familiar with Link Lane yet, that's I'm still trying to keep the two words in the right order. But that's a new a service that's just forming, operated by LCOG, and we'll be contracting out to those who are going to service the Florence to Eugene route and other, perhaps South Lane Wheels, other routes that around the rural areas. that serve the areas beyond the metro area.
So. Thanks, Don. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move us on to the consent calendar. And I will entertain a motion. We put a recommend. We should just say it out loud. Whisper.
Is your mic on?
Is your
mic on?
I think I know what Emily's asking, which everything here, I think specifically, there is something from the Finance Committee, which was with a forward to the board for approval, or the recommendation for approval, rather. And so it, if I may say, it does not necessarily need to be discussed. In fact, the purpose of the Finance Committee reviewing it was so that it does not necessarily need to be discussed at the full board meeting.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, because there was a really substantive presentation on it that we should have before the whole board at some point. It was an update on the mobility on demand pilot.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
We certainly, but, I think that's appropriate at some point in the future. And we can, in fact, we'll just say that right now. At some point in the future, AJ, I think the board would like that mobility on demand.
We'll aim for November.
That sounds good.
We'll aim for November presentation. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. So then, let's see, how many months would I have? That'd been about 3 months of operation?
Well, we can do a presentation on both, yes.
Oh, I was thinking more about the Eugene.
Oh, yes. The one on this is for the Cottage Grove.
You're right. That was Cottage Grove. My brain was on
Eugene
downtown.
But I think it would be good to have a presentation on both and what we know so far.
Sure. Yeah, and I guess the only reason I'm just being explicit about how we had a presentation, but that part was really for the whole board.
Yeah.
There's no change in policy represented by our having approved this. This is just a contract that continues the will of the board.
That's great. Well said. Excellent.
Motion. Great. Still need a motion.
Oh, yes. We support a consent calendar. I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second that.
Okay. Well, so you're moving for the adoption of LTD Resolution 2019-10-22-056. Is hereby resolved that the consent calendar for October 22nd, 2019 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And all those opposed, same sign. Okay, great. That was moved by Josh, seconded by Emily, and unanimously approved. Great, thank you. I'll figure this out eventually. It's going to take, 3 minutes?
Thank you. He filled in for my mistake, sorry.
I felt like, they took the time to write it all out. I figured, why not? All right. Okay, so next we have the General Manager's Fiscal Year 2019-20 Annual Performance Goals. Oh, that's me. So so just to bring us up to speed, board members had an opportunity to add to the goals that were presented at the last meeting. I believe they have been incorporated and people have been able to review them. Was there anything specific that people wanted to review today, or are we prepared to go ahead and approve them as we've already seen? We can discuss it further too.
I'll move adoption of LTD resolution number 2019-10-22-059.
Great. And this, again, this is for the resolution establishing the general manager's performance goals for FY19-20 as presented. Do I have a second?
I guess I'm curious, so there's no discussion, really?
We move and discuss and second, and then the discussion.
If you want to second it and then discuss, we can.
Then I'll second.
Okay, so Don has moved it, Josh has seconded. Sounds like there's a, would you like, do you have a comment?
I think you guys saw a bunch of comments from me already, so
yeah.
I actually was looking to hear from others.
And I feel that was incorporated well into the current document. So I have no
pressure.
Comments.
Sorry, no pressure.
Caitlin, we were on the original HR committee, and so we talked this to death already. Yeah. So that's probably why we're quiet. I'm not going to speak for others, but
Yeah. I agree. My vote for approval will signify my satisfaction with the current goals.
And I like that we got more clarity and more specific in this than what the original document looked like. So I think this is progress. So I'm satisfied with that.
Excellent.
I guess I'll just pitch in one other thing then before we vote on it. That I had a good conversation with AJ after the last meeting. And I mean, I just want to acknowledge that some of the things that occurred to me, especially like from the ABBG benchmarking stuff that looked like it could be performance goals, AJ was like, well, that isn't always sort of the way people do it in transit. And so I guess I would just encourage us to have in mind that you can judge someone on sort of doing a job, and then you can assess the performance of the whole agency. And so sometimes those are sort of tricky and hard to, I mean, we want the buck to stop with our general manager, but we also don't want to have unfair, unfair performance measures that involve a lot of things that are out of the general manager's control or the agency's control. So I think that I just want to make sure we sort of keep that tension alive. I was thinking of like judging you on diesel prices, for example. you could keep those low, just intervene in global oil markets. That would be great. But but seriously, I mean, some of that stuff is truly beyond our control, and yet it affects the performance of our agency, and that's ultimately what we care about. So tricky balance.
Any other discussion? Okay, I'll go ahead and move us to a vote then. All those in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. So I have one aye or nay from Stephen. And so the motion passes. Okay, that is it. So we'll move on to...
last thing on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's just make sure that we do this earlier next year, and I know the HR committee did a ton of work, but I would just ask the chair that we make sure we sort of slip it into the calendar so we're giving AJ her goals before the fiscal year starts, because this feels a little unfair already.
Before January 1st,
really? Yeah.
I will endeavor to do so. Yeah. I will push this group very hard.
And that's something I typically will calendar reminder for in my system, and so I'll send a reminder several months ahead to either the president or the whole board, maybe just so we know that it's going to be on the agenda, and also work with staff to get it on the agenda. So I'll keep track of that.
So you're getting emails tonight then?
Probably, you know, at least 4 months ahead of time.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Kristen. Okay. Now we're going to move on. So next we have written reports. Did I miss anything? Okay, good. Yeah. So written reports, and were there any questions or comments on any of the reports presented to us today? Okay, looking around the room, I see none. So let's see. I think that moves us next to the non-public executive session. So just making sure we're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Would someone like to move us to the executive session?
I move that the board meet in executive non-public session pursuant to ORS 192.662F to consider information records that are exempted by law from public inspection.
Anyone want to second it?
I have a pause. Are we supposed to be voting on the motion that the finance committee might forwarded to this board?
Oh, that was in the by voting on the consent calendar. Yeah, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Stephen has seconded Caitlin's motion to move us to executive session. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. And I believe that motion passes. So.